Welcome to the Unstoppable Profit Podcast. This podcast will give independent insurance agents all of the tools to grow your business and live life on your terms. Wherever you are today, if you're starting with nothing or well on your way to the success you desire, with the right people, processes, and promotions in place, you will be unstoppable. And now I'd like to introduce your host, Mike Stromso.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Unstoppable Profit Podcast. We are in our continuing series profiling super achieving agents who have donned the cover of Rough Notes magazine and either have been members of UPP or are current members of UPP. And we have an agent with us today, not only that is both currently a member and has been on the cover of Rough Notes, but Susan, Howard, and their daughter and their team, give the credit to all of them, also were awarded the Rough Notes Community Service Award of the Year for 2022. So not only have they accomplished great things, but they have given back not only nationally, but internationally. And I want to dig into what they've done and share it all with you. I'm privileged and honored and proud to have with us the one, the only, Susan Shaw. Susan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much, Mike. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here today with you. Thank you.
No, I'm thankful that you're here and thank you for your willingness to give back, which is, I know, is at the core of your heart and who you are to others. But let's learn a little bit about your journey in the insurance agency business as well. And the agency was actually started by family way back when by G.E. Irby, but he had a different occupation, which I thought was very unique.
Yes. My dad, our story is a little bit different. It's kind of fun when I get to tell it. So thank you for that opportunity. My dad was a nuclear physicist at General Dynamics. And so I guess with a wife that stayed home with two daughters and then a brand new daughter, barely born, he decided now would be a great time to go out and quit a regular paycheck every Friday and start to open a real estate company. My dad was an extremely intelligent man. And at the time, you could go open a real estate company at the time. Now there's a little more hoops to jump through. And he's actually responsible for many of those hoops as well. Fast forward, he authored 13 books in real estate, started all the real estate courses.
Wow.
At the local junior college. It was Tarrant County Junior College. Now, so that was interesting. And fun fact, he's the only non-attorney that ever wrote a real estate law book that was held up as the authority in court. So that was a pretty cool thing. He was a very smart man. He had Germania home insurance for their home. And so in 1981, Germania contacted my father and said, "Hey, would you be interested in opening a local chapter there in Hearst?" And he said, "Well, I don't really know a lot about insurance, but I do believe in Germania and it ties in with real estate." So he did. I got to tell you, it wasn't a lot of fun for him. He didn't really enjoy it. And but if someone, you know, like yanked on his coattails and said, "I need insurance," he would sell it. A few years down the road, he became ill and his office manager kind of took over the real estate portion. And then my mother took over the insurance. She had been a stay-at-home mom all these years. And so she really had to, she really stepped up, you know, and learned Germania Home. She didn't do anything else but Germania Home, not auto, not even liability, because it was separate. And so she would show up at my dad's office every day and in her dress and pantyhose and heels. And she went out on the inspections and she went out with the adjuster and, you know, she stepped up and I'm really proud of her for that. In 2000, Howard and I had the opportunity to purchase the agency. Now, I grew up in a real estate home. Everything that I had done in my professional life really surrounded that whole industry. So I worked in the title business. I sold real estate for a number of years. Howard owned a general contracting company, and then he sold real estate. So when we had the opportunity to buy the agency, neither one of us had ever worked a day in insurance, which is kind of funny that you don't work, but then you buy an agency.
Yeah.
But that's what we did. We thought, well, we know all the areas that touch it. We know how to run a business. We know how to market ourselves. All we have to do is learn insurance. And so we jumped in and we decided that our model was going to have a couple of different touch points. Number one, we were going to be the agent that we wanted for ourselves, which meant personal relationship. Number two, we knew from insurance and contracting, not all business is good business. And we knew that it's okay to walk away and not ever to be afraid to walk away from a piece of business. So with those three things, we were like, let's hope we pass our test. And we went and took our test, and the rest we just kind of ran with it after that. So that's how we built our agency over the years.
That's a key point. I got a lot of points that I want to touch on real quick, but your dad, Mr. Irby, I mean, did you plan to be an insurance agent when you were in high school or college?
No.
Neither did I. I was in the restaurant business, and because of circumstance, I ended up in the insurance business. But a physicist becomes an insurance agent. I mean, it's just really, really interesting, we'll say, you know, how people get into the industry. But, you know, just to make sure I have this straight, the only book published by a non-attorney on what?
Real estate law.
On real
Texas
estate
real estate
law.
law.
I think that's fantastic. So,
He actually wrote all
definitely
the promulgated.
set the precedent, right?
Yes, exactly. He actually wrote all the promulgated real estate forms before that, for the state of Texas. So for TREC, Texas Real Estate. So I'm very
That's
proud of
awesome.
what he accomplished.
But you know, I believe in my heart of hearts, and for any other agents out there who are watching or listening, I think this is such a valid point. I want to make sure that we drive this home, because what Susan just said about not doing business with everybody, I think it's absolutely key. And I think that's been, would you agree, Susan, it's been a big part of your success as an agency.
Oh, yes.
Knowing who your ideal client is or your ideal client avatar, and passing on the ones who may not fit it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We don't do any cold calling or the mass mailing. So the people that call us, they're calling us. So if they're calling us and they have an attitude or there's some red flags, we pass. We just pass.
Yeah.
And so
And
one thing is just trusting your gut and trusting your staff's gut. That they know I have their back on that.
truly being upfront underwriters, right?
Right. Oh,
Frontline underwriting, as we
we
say.
are.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And one of the things that I picked up off a podcast where I was getting interviewed recently, for everybody out there, and I'm not sure if I've shared this with you, Susan, you know, there's red flags and red flags, right? That person that interviewed me said, and don't ever try to color a red flag pink.
That's a good way to put it. Don't
Right?
minimize
Right.
that.
Obviously, I'm still telling the story. This is a few months ago,
Yeah.
but it's so true. I mean,
That's true.
we servants, us independent insurance agents who have a servant's heart, we want to serve people. We can help them, right?
I have to tell you real quick, one of my newest agents came in and she came in, she said, "Ooh, I hope you're not mad at me." And she told me the story, and all I could do was high five her. I said, "You did awesome. I'm proud of you for that." And so, that showed me that she is buying into the Shawsome way and knows what I will, what we want from our agents and what we want from our team.
I'm so glad you said that, because I agree, the Shawsome way, and that's just an inner language that circles the Shaw Insurance Agency. Again, our Rough Notes Agency cover of the month, and there's the cover of the cover with Susan and Howard on Rough Notes. Super, super proud of you guys. Great job, because you are Shawsome.
Thank
So, a little bit about the history. You operated in the Golden Rule. You know who you want to do business with, and that's how you've learned to grow, and you continue to shift. You continue to change. And really, what it's enabled you to do over time is to be able to give back. And I want to dive in, and I want you to elaborate, because I know you've got your efforts and energy into a lot of community things. But let's start with the one that's international and close to your heart. And I think that as a whole, you know, Rough Notes, who's the oldest independent insurance industry magazine in America, 146 years old, picked up on the Shawsome way and what Shawsome was really doing for their communities, and now expanding globally. So why did you start Goals for Bowls, and what was behind that, and who does it serve?
Oh, gosh, that's my heart. Goals for Bowls, first of all, our daughter Sarah played soccer all of her life, grew up playing soccer, and we as a family always served our community. We always served food pantries. We've growing up, we served, so that was how I was raised, and you give back to your community. But every summer, Sarah would end up going to this elite soccer camp in Montecito, California, and there was about a dozen Ghanaian boys that she played soccer with, and soccer truly gave them and their families a new start in life, because they were sponsored by, you know, pretty wealthy American families. They were put up at Dunn Boarding School. All of these boys Sarah played soccer with every summer for years. And all of them went on to get college educations. All of them were able to send money back to their family. Many of them went on to play professional or coaches. And, you know, we always say that it's more than about a ball. And soccer truly changed the trajectory of their life. So fast forward, Sarah's in college, and she played soccer at Texas A&M on the women's team, and played at a very high level. They went to the Final Four, so it was NCAA Final Four. So she's played all sorts of levels, and that was incredible. But she read a book by Blake Makowski called Start Something That Matters. Blake Makowski is the founder of Tom's Shoes. And of course, the Tom's Shoes model is buy a pair and we give a pair. She called me her senior year and said, Mom, I know what we're going to do now. And I said, okay, what's that? And she said, we're going to start a nonprofit, and we're going to have soccer balls, and we're going to buy one, and then we're going to give one away. So we have a manufacturer in Pakistan that makes our soccer balls. They're very good quality balls, because our kids get to play on this beautiful green pitch. They don't. And other countries are playing on concrete, on rocky soil, on a dirt road, in a field full of goat poop. I mean, they're not playing on the same fields that our kids play. And so when we did that, Ghana had to be the first. It had to be the first trip. And so that's really how we started with Goals for Bowls. Was with, we had our soccer balls, we designed the logo, and we started selling them. So it's a one-for-one model. We sell a soccer ball, we put one aside for our next upcoming trip. And then because of all the time that we had spent feeding kids, we knew from the Ghanaian boys that was a big, we needed to do that. We needed to incorporate that. And then because of our faith, then we would open the door to be able to share the gospel. So right now, I kind of put it as hashtag food, faith, and football. But that's really the essence of what we do. Is we get to go to orphanages or other rural community rooms and serve these children that may be true orphans. They may be what a lot of people don't like to think of. They're not necessarily all orphans, but they may be there even though they might have a parent, because the alternative was to let them die and starve or to sell them, because a lot of the families have more children than they can afford. And so we wanted to have the option, or the opportunity rather, to go and to serve these kids. And we do a lot here in the United States, but there are so many other there's so many other organizations to help the kids here at every level. And we just had a heart for serving kids in other countries. And so that's what we've done since 2017 was our first trip. So
let's talk about that. 2017 was your first trip. Tell us a little bit more about these trips. How many have you made? And what kind of impact has it had on the people that you're serving, and you and Sarah?
Okay. So far, we have been on 12 mission trips.
Wow.
To 11 different countries. So we started in Ghana, and then it was Puebla, Mexico, Philippines, Juarez, Mexico. We were in Peru. Botswana, Cape Town, South Africa. People say, oh, that's beautiful. We weren't in the same part of South Africa that Cape Town that you were in, if that's the case.
Yeah, not that you would envision, right?
No. We have Guatemala, Bolivia, Uganda, Honduras, and El Salvador.
Wow.
So the impact that we've made has been quite interesting because we don't count the numbers. We have them calculate so that we don't ever want to be we don't want to overinflate anything, but so far right. We've provided close to 113,000 meals for kids, and we've taken about 300 soccer balls. We share the gospel wherever we go, but physically handed about 925 Bibles, physically taken those. We've done, I think, 200 clean water filter systems in Guatemala, and so we just kind of continue to find ways to give back. And so it's been pretty incredible, not only to experience this, but then to experience it with my daughter. That's just a really special bond. And, I can't really say much more than that, except to watch your child. She's an adult, and she'll be upset if I called her, but she is my child. So,
right.
But to see your, to see the way they're interacting with these children, and how she uses a soccer ball to share the gospel. People will be, how do you share the gospel through a soccer ball? And Sarah's found a number of different ways. And so we'll be walking down a little shanty town and she's got soccer balls and she'll just start juggling and kids just come out. And so all of a sudden there's a pickup game going on. And so during that, some of them may speak English, some may not. It doesn't matter because the smile says all of it. And so, and then at some point she's able to give them the soccer ball and she tells them about Jesus and the free gift of salvation. Yeah. It doesn't cost them anything and doesn't expect. And so she's giving them this.
Right.
Something very interesting in Botswana that happened was we were at a secular school and it was all high school students and they were asking us a bunch of questions and Sarah actually had some soccer balls to give out with like the athletic director or something. And so she had a white ball and a black ball and they were both size 5. So they were the same size. And then one of the boys said, why do y'all hate black people? And we kind of looked around and we said, but we don't. I mean, we're here. What, and Sarah's like, you can't take your, you can't form all of your opinions based on what you find on social media, right?
Right.
And she took both balls and started bouncing them. And she said, these bounce the same. They weigh the same. I can play with either one on the pitch. I can score the winning goal with either one. The only difference is the color of the skin. I love the game of soccer and I don't care if the ball is black or white. And she said, it's just like Jesus. He loves all of us the same. It doesn't matter if our skin is black and white, black or white. And so just creative ways like that to share the gospel and to see your, to be able to share that is pretty special.
Amazing. Congratulations. And I'm so happy that not only that you got to do that and experience it, but you got to experience it with Sarah. Yeah. That is not only a lifelong memory, but I will suggest that will be kind of legacy stuff.
Yeah.
That will be talked about maybe generationally.
Yeah.
Because of what you've done. So how fantastic is that? And I've had the privilege of meeting Sarah personally. What a grounded, wonderful young woman she is. So congratulations on that. But so let's talk about the impact that it's made for Susan. And I know that we've had conversations about this. Mm-hmm. You lead an independent insurance agency who does great things, who has also experienced market difficulty, shall we say. The markets in the last 2 or 3 years have been just incredibly difficult for a lot of reasons.
Right.
But you've done what needed to be done. You continue to forge forward in the right mindset. Congratulations for that. But you've also continued to serve your communities, your local communities. Mm-hmm. So how is the impact of 12 trips, 11 countries, 113,000 meals served, over 300 soccer balls given, and ministering to people all over the world. How has that helped you better serve your local communities? Because how many different local nonprofits, as an example, or organizations do you currently serve in your local communities?
In my local community, I sit on 7 different boards.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
So how has it helped you with that?
I'm passionate about.
And that's I get it.
They're all things I'm passionate about. One is feeding children. And so I got to do that one. And then through the Chamber of Commerce, our local Chamber of Commerce, that's been very important to me as a business owner. I grew up in an entrepreneurial family. You give back to your community and it looks different in different areas. I went to HEB ISD my whole life. So therefore I serve on the HEB ISD Education Foundation because I give back to the community that really, quite honestly, gave me my business and has supported me. And so, and I get to be the liaison for the elementary school that I was, that I went to school at. And so that's a fun thing. Same thing with my Rotary Club. And so there's a lot of different activities, but I really feel like that it's important to give back. I have had people say, well, I give back, I support my locally, and whenever they hear about Goals for Bowls. And so, that can be a little, actually what I want to say is different than what I actually say. But what right. I tell them is that I support our local very, very much. And I always have and always will. I will continue to. I've never done those for business, but business has come from it.
Right.
And so, and then it's just the relationships. And I'm very much a relationship person, not a transactional person. I know the transactions have to happen, but the relationships are important. So,
well, thank you. Thank you for continuing to give back to so many in so many different ways, continuing to lead your independent insurance agency and serving your customers and your communities in a big, big way continuously. And congratulations. Congratulations for your recognition, not only by Rough Notes as the agency cover of the month, but the 2022 Rough Notes Community Service Award, which is an annual award given to one agency. And it was the Shossum agency out of Hearst, Texas. So
yeah. I was blown away by both, actually. I truly was. Just incredibly honored. I'm just incredibly honored by it. And so I'm just so grateful. I'm very grateful.
Well, you've got a lot that you've earned. And I believe that the law of reciprocity is always in effect. In other words, you've given so much to so many. There are people watching sometimes that we may not think they're watching, but they are. So your efforts do not go unnoticed. And obviously it was not unnoticed by the Rough Notes team. So thank you for that. And for the communities around you. That's why we are also privileged to be able to serve others in everything that we do. So now you've got a greater mission in the world to serve. And we're kind of up against the end of our time today, but I definitely want to give you a couple of minutes to talk about somebody that is big, big, big on your heart and serving. You have a new grandson.
I do.
His name is Wyatt.
Wyatt, he will be 5 months old tomorrow. And
wow.
He is just a delight. And Sarah is already talking about when Wyatt's going to get to go on trips, mission trips with us. And so he'll have to be a little bit older than that. But he is just precious. And I can't really say enough. I'm just incredibly blessed for him.
We all are, but I'm so happy for you and the blessings that have been bestowed upon your family. Congratulations. But like I said, the law of reciprocity is always in effect and it happened for a reason and it is happening. So, and the fact that, you have that potential legacy situation in front of you where you're going to take Wyatt when he's ready. And maybe it's a good idea when he's younger so he can, meet the kids where they are age-wise, right?
Well, he'll have to be older than 5 months. But we are looking at Brazil for next year. But
on those 12 trips, where you were out serving in all those countries, what's the rough average age of the kids whether you're giving soccer balls to?
Oh, it can be anywhere from, a 2 or 3 year old loves them, but it's also teenagers, 17, 15, 16. It doesn't matter the age. They don't, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But we, one thing on the food, I do want to say, when we are getting the food, we buy it there in country so that we're supporting the local economy. We're supporting
right.
that relationship between that missionary or that orphanage and the community. And also, Sarah and I fund all of our own expenses. So every dollar goes to food. Every dollar that we raise goes directly to food. I did have one person one time who kind of put some money in my hand and said, I want you to buy Bibles with this. So an event like that, then of course we did, but we do pay all of our own expenses. And so we can honestly say 100% of it goes to food, which is, again, I think pretty cool.
That's awesome. Goalsforbowls.com, correct?
Yes.
Goals for Bowls, that's F-O-R, Goals, G-O-A-L-S, F-O-R-B-O-W-L-S.com. Check it out. Check it out, and you can learn more about what's going on with Goals for Bowls. And I know Sarah just gave birth to Wyatt, and she's in that phase of her life. So I know you're looking to update that as well. But you can check out a little bit about what they've done and keep it in connection with what they're going to be doing in the future. Thank you for giving back to your communities and for all that you're doing, and can't wait to watch the legacy of everything you're doing in the industry and beyond continue to unfold. So thank you, Susan.
Thank you so much. Thank you for allowing me to come on here and talk about things that I love. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being awesome. It's the only way to be, right?
I think so.
From the great state of Texas, the one, the only Susan Shaw. Thank you. And congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. And my great encouragement is, we do this simply to impact people's lives personally and professionally. And if you got some kind of impact from this podcast, will you please forward this episode to somebody else that you know, somebody that you care about, so that they can learn, not only the story of the Shaw some way, but maybe how to impact their communities. Let me give you a big takeaway that I just wrote down. And Susan, help me out if I'm wrong in any way. Sarah read the book, Start Something That Matters. Was it Blake Makowski?
Correct.
Okay. If you're looking for a way to maybe start thinking creatively about how you can impact communities around you, pick up the book, Start Something That Matters by Blake Makowski from Tom Shoes, a great story in itself. But if you got great impact out of this podcast, please share this episode with somebody that you care about. Might be another agent or just anybody. Or you can just have them go to unstoppableprofitpodcast.com. But most importantly, make sure they go up to the top, click subscribe, so they don't miss one valuable episode that we put out just to help people grow their agency business, create wealth, so they can have more freedom to do great things globally like Susan and Sarah and their family do. So again, thank you for joining us. And our podcast is available on all the podcast channels out there, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify to Stitcher, our YouTube channel, Amazon, and beyond. So you can find us out there anywhere, unstoppableprofitpodcast.com. Again, wherever you're at, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss one valuable episode. And thank you. Thank you for investing time to learn more on how to make an impact for other people out there. That's our goal. Susan, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. You as well, Mike.
All right, everybody. Yeah, fantastic. Thank you. Hey, everybody. Until the next episode, get out there and do something else. Do something good for somebody today. Whether it be a smile, whether it be a thank you, whether it be a thank you to a veteran, whatever it takes. Just do something good, because the law of reciprocity is always in effect. And remember, you got this. We believe in you. I'll see you in the next episode. Until then, take care.
Do you love the podcast but don't know where or how to get started? Visit www.upplife.com. That's UPPLIFE.com. To learn more about our coaching and mastermind programs and how you can join our community of growth-oriented agency owners today.